Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Research and Software Engineering Group. Today, I'm sitting with Herman Venter. So, Herman, why don't you start by telling us who you are?
Oh, I'm a software developer here in the RISE group, and I'm the local compiler writer. Basically, every piece of software I touch, you know, later turns into a compiler. Any problem you ask me, I can always say, well, what you need to do is you need to write a compiler. And so over the last 30 years, I've written quite a lot of compilers, and through the years, I've collected this little bag of tricks for doing compilers and packaged them up into what I like to call the common compiler infrastructure for the common language infrastructure.
So we have a pretty exciting announcement to do in this video. So you just mentioned CCI, the Common Compiler Infrastructure.
Yes, that's been around in one form or another in the company for some 7 years now, used in all sorts of projects and for things, for example, in the FXCOP checker, which in Visual Studio, the code analysis button, if you press that.
The introspection engine. Right.
Yes, yeah, so whatever complains about the way you spell your identifiers and tells you that you declared a local variable that you don't use.
But that's not your fault.
Yes. But those kinds of things are built on understanding of what your program looks like, giving an object model. And all of these things have been built on an earlier version of CCI. And in the last few years, we sat down and basically redesigned the thing from the ground up. And we've just now released it out on CodePlex as an open source project. For example, compiled code such as the .NET assembly. And you can give it a CCI, it will construct a nice object model for you. And then you can walk the object model with a visitor or a traverser, as I call them, and go look for things. And so you can do static analysis of a really compiled assembly. So, for example, we have the managed code contracts project where we check to see whether your code does what it should do. And this is done in a language independent fashion because we just look at the IL. And the way that we look at the IL is that we throw this thing at CCI and it gives us this nice object model.
So not only you can read, but you can also write, right?
Yes, so you can read in an assembly and then you can change it and write it out again, which managed code contracts is again an example of that, is that we read in the assembly, we read in the contracts, and then you go and you insert checks in various places to make sure the contracts are honored.
So if I wanted to write my own crazy rewriter, I could just now use CCI and not care about all the low-level details of metadata.
Yes. You basically work on a fairly high-level representation, not too different from reflection. That's pretty close to the way we think. It's nice objects, it has properties and stuff, it's discoverable, and then you just write it out. And you don't have to know about how a metadata file or an assembly file is structured, or all of those bits and encodings and signature strings and horrible things. It's just all somebody else's problem.